Hey, it's Ryman coming to you another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos wrap up their OTAs. And what do we take from the OTAs? Cortland Sutton is well on his way back, and we should have an elite group of wide receivers. The defense showed their ball-hacking ability, and we should have an elite defense going into the 2021 season. And the running backs, while looking different this year, should be stable as well. We all know what this is coming down to, the quarterback battle. And for the OTAs, in a lot of people's opinions, Teddy Bridgewater looked better than Drew Lock. Now, I have no problem with Teddy Bridgewater. But the thing that concerns me is if Drew Lock does not take that next step, and it does not click for him eventually, we're going to go into the start of the season with Teddy Bridgewater as our starting quarterback, which we can win some games with him. We may even get to the wild card round with him. But we know where the ceiling is on Teddy Bridgewater, even with an elite cast around him. So let's hope as we progress through mini camp, training camp, the off season continues, that Drew Lock can take that next leap. And the thing that worries me about it is you heard all the chatter and everything that Drew Lock is focused in, and he's just doing things different this year and all that. And then we get out here to the OTAs and none of it's there. He had some solid moments, but he also had some moments that were kind of the old mistakes he was always making. And if you've been watching the coverage through the Broncos Facebook page or through the general media, it almost seems like they're leaning towards Bridgewater, that they want Bridgewater to win the starting quarterback job. And like I said, maybe we'll get to the playoffs with him. It's possible. But that means we're back looking to draft a quarterback again in 2022. And frankly, I just want to find the guy who thought when Peyton Manning retired, we would be where we are in terms of drafting quarterbacks, plugging in quarterbacks, doing all that. Just doesn't feel very Bronco-like, does it? So, we'll see what the next steps hold. Like I said, I have no problem with Teddy Bridgewater. Solid quarterback. Came back from a horrific injury. Got nothing but respect for the guy. I just think we already know where his ceiling is, as I mentioned. I also want to mention Jim Fassel passes away, former Broncos offensive coordinator. Our thoughts and condolences go out to him and his family. Once a Bronco, always a Bronco. And to end this on a very positive note, Peyton Manning going into the Broncos Ring of Fame. Unanimous selection, of course. I mean, his 4 years in the Mile High City felt like 10. And it was just so much fun every year. Even when he started to fade a little bit physically, that final year was still a great time. When 18 was under center, had to go out for a while, and when he came back and made that playoff run, and obviously capping it off with the Super Bowl 50 victory. So cannot wait to see that happen this year. And we'll see. You know, the Ryman is not a season ticket holder. I am on the list, but may have to make sure I'm at the game where Peyton Manning goes into the Ring of Fame. Congratulations, Sheriff. Can't think of anyone that deserves it more, and can't wait to see your name hanging at Mile High Stadium. And yes, I'm not using the official name. It will always be Mile High Stadium. Till next time, this is the Ryman with the Broncos Country Blitz.